Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy welcoming you tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight because we've got a great message lined up for you. We're going to look into the word sudden destruction. Folks, I don't know whether that you realize it or not, but it seems like that all of the necessary ingredients for sudden destruction is here upon this generation. Now, I'm going to give you a very strange scripture. This is in Leviticus 27, verse 28. I want you to go there with me for those of you that do your Bible study. Let's get into the word search tonight, and then I want to get into some of the Planet X scenarios and some of the destructive situations that could present itself. We're living in an age of plagues. I mean, let's get real here. Matthew chapter 24 is unfolding right under our nose. And I have never seen a time like we live in. Nevertheless, anything which a man sets apart to the Lord out of all that he has, of a man or an animal, or of the fields of his own property, shall not be sold or redeemed. Anything devoted to destruction is most holy to the Lord. That is Leviticus chapter 27, verse 28. Now, listen to what it says. Anything devoted to destruction. Are there, just like it was in the days of Noah, are we coming into those times when that generation, that world, that age, you see, ladies and gentlemen, you see the earth continued on after Genesis chapter 6 and Genesis chapter 10 when we had the flood and the destruction. So then, we expect the same scenario because he said as it was in the days. Now, you see, the end of the world didn't happen. It was an end of an age. And so when we talk about the end of the world, we're talking about an end of an age, not necessarily the end of time, but the end of certain situations. Now, notice in Numbers chapter 24, verse 20. This is, again, Balaam doing the prophesying. Remember, he'd been hired to curse the house of Israel. Just like so many of the demonic demons of this day have sold out for filthy lucre to curse the blood of Jacob. It ain't going to work. Oh, yes, it will seem like, because the Bible said, except the days that we're talking about here, the end time scenario, except those days be shortened, there will not be any of Jacob's flesh left. So the intervention in Genesis 6, when God came down and suddenly pulled the plug on that age, will, now here is the question that I pose to you tonight, and get serious now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in serious time. We're in, actually, a time that the Bible talks about, a time of trouble. perilous times. And these are the beginning of sorrow. And in this sense, you can look at this scripture. And he looked at Amalek, and he took up his discourse and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his end shall be destruction. Now, when they say peace, peace, or safety, then cometh. Now, as it was with the first of the nations, so shall it be with this end time global master government that is coming to rule the earth. Now, it is, we're seeing the tentacles. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg here. We're seeing the undertow of this enormous system being set up right under our nose. Yes, you have reason to be concerned. You must be concerned. Now, our days and our times and our nations across the earth, those where Israel congregates, there is going to be a time of trouble for Jacob. Now, this is in Jeremiah chapter 30. A time of trouble such as the world has never seen. This is a direct quote in Matthew chapter 24. Now, listen to me. But the end of all these who gather themselves together. Remember, do not take the law into your own hands. Do not do anything drastic. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Don't arm yourself to go out and kill and maim. We are sheep prepared for the slaughter. And if the New World Order, the NWO, as we like to call it, if it is a reality, if we are being systematically set up for the overthrow of the form of government that we've had for 200 years, and a dictatorial, you can see the laws being passed, our constitution is no longer effective, we can't say prayers in public places, we can't do anything anymore to honor our God, we're not a nation under God, as our founding fathers determined that we should be. This liberal, communistic system, this atheistic society that we've come to has made sure. And now, with the help, now here is the most perplexed thing that I can think of in our day that we live in. The very people that claim to be Christians, the very people on the right to support these causes for the New World Order are being used by the evil powers of the globalist masters and for the purpose of convincing the citizens of the United States in particular. We have a life stronghold. And so this is the life's nation. When she goes, then goes everything that is to go. Then shall come sudden destruction. Now, notice what we're talking about. In Deuteronomy 32:24, they shall be wasted by famine and consumed by plague and bitter destruction. I will send the teeth of the beast upon them, and with the venom of crawling things of the dust. In other words, if you would bump that up spiritually speaking, which is I hope that you will do, you will see that we have all of the necessary ingredients to bring upon ourselves swift destruction. Now listen to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 42. And he said to him, thus saith the Lord, because you have let go out of your hand the man whom I have devoted to destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people. Have we been traded? Have we let go of righteousness to accept the evil, and God will demand our own destruction as a result? 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 42 seems to indicate that God will hold us accountable, and our fathers and the sins of our fathers we shall inherit. We have let go of the very cause of our existence, our freedom, our liberties, based upon our faith, our strong faith, our acknowledgement of one God. Now we can't even acknowledge God except in worship places, these bell boxes, which have conformed to the world, changed the truth of the scriptures. You see, they have glamorized, romanticized the word, and these globalist masters have fed us so much of this communistic, we are the royal garbage that we begin to accept it because it is the semi way rather than the right way. The high places will be fit destruction according to 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 14. In chapter 22, verse 4 of 2 Chronicles, he did evil in the sight of the Lord like the house of Ahab, and they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. Has our counselors, if you look around our president, I want you to look and see and know just exactly who controls the ear and the hand and the mind of our president. The globalist masters of the New World Order, or the United Nations, which has, amazingly, this week we will go into what kind of power, and we're getting a demonstration of the collective thought process of the United Nations. As Mr. Saddam Hussein has now become the victim of the New World Order and the globalist masters who have a plan not only to take all the silver and gold from the earth. Right now they write their own money. We print money and create money. We create barter and trade with usury through the Federal Reserve. It is the only nation in the world that is operating under a Federal Reserve, not a government of the people money, just weights and balances, but a modified, they call it Federal Reserve for one reason, to deceive the very elect. We've been handed paper money, and then just weights of silver and gold has been done away with. All of this has been rounded up and confiscated and raked into the treasure houses of the elite, the Kabbalists, and the globalist masters who have heaped to themselves their riches. And as James so rightly said, they have heaped together treasures for the last days. And in the last days, when they say peace, then cometh sudden destruction. That's what we're talking about here tonight. Yes, you should be alarmed. Does God have an anger, as Job said? Job chapter 21, verse 17 said, how often is the lamp of the wicked put out? How often is the lamp of the wicked put out? Right now, the lamp of the wicked is burning as bright as at any time in the history of world dominance by the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that the righteous are not on the throne. The Bible says, when the evil rule, the righteous hide themselves. I suggest that you get prepared for, after the Homeland Security Act that was passed today, and they have already acknowledged it would take years to implement this vast program, a revamping, if you will, of the whole complete government system. And they're telling you that it's going to take years when they worked years to prepare to get this passed. And now the next agenda is for some serious calamity to befall our nation, and then final lockdown, final clampdown, and you need to visit the sites while you have the opportunity of the concentration camps. And the evidence so galore of the United Nations armies that are poised, hidden very well right under our nose, hidden to take over in case of such an event. Then we will have what God says, the calamity shall fall upon them, and I will appoint them destruction in my anger. Ladies and gentlemen, the righteous who are few have no chance against the power of Babylon. Now, I taught last night on WWCR Worldwide 5070, the message of the city set on the hill and occupy till he comes. Now, in occupation of the city, you are a city set on the hill, a light that needs to burn brightly in the last days as watchmen on the wall, warning our people worldwide that we have perhaps the most perilous times upon us from this day until you see the heavens filled with Almighty God's warriors, again, the mighty ones, coming down to avenge the blood, and this time it'll be from the blood of Abel, until the last drop shed righteous upon the earth. That blood shall be avenged upon the generation to which they come to. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalist masters have a plan, and their inner part is full of destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave, and they flatter with their tongue. We are being conditioned. We are being experimented upon. Illnesses have been brought about deliberately. Plagues to take down some of our population. We are being injected with forced vaccinations. The revival of bubonic plague that killed so many in Europe not many years back in history, just recent enough for us to remember the plagues that came and the death and the carnage that it produced, and the same order of these destructive powers that will rise up with their throat, an open grave. Their throat is an open grave, meaning that by their mouth they shall convince the righteous. You see, the sheep are very gullible. We will be like the bird taken in a snare by the wicked. And Almighty God, who sits in the heavens, shall have a thought come up. And then his fury, as it is stated in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39. Right now, the chapter of Ezekiel, 38 and 39, is the most important two chapters of fulfillment in the voice of the seventh day angel sounding upon the earth at this time. You must, by all means, prepare yourself for the event of a total shutdown, lockdown of America. Yes, we are one stroke away. Some cleverly devised plan that could produce a catastrophe or a catastrophic event such as a small nuclear device strategically placed somewhere in one of our cities could give them pretense to completely lock down and take control, martial law, if you will, and then the United Nations would come out of the woodwork, and they're here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact. We cannot deny that we have been given over to the globalist masters for reasons that are very scary to even think about. Psalms 35, let destruction come upon them unaware, and let the net which they hid for the righteous catch himself into that very destruction, let him fall. You know what the Bible said? The wicked shall dig a pit for the righteous. Oh yes, they almost have complete, they're so close to total control. I'm talking about the globalist masters who are in so close to total control of the masses of the earth that it's no longer funny. The boldness, the brass on their face, they don't even have to smile when they give you the news that they're going to take over. They don't have to veil it or put it in code any longer. They now have blank check written by the Christian people of the United States to give them full control to make their agenda. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not a Republican thing. I'm not attacking the Republicans, because between the Republicans and the Democrats, six of one and half a dozen the other, right hand, left hand scenario, the shell game, as they cleverly rolled the dice, then loaded from the very beginning to the political agenda of the final destruction of this nation. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Hall. I'm Pastor the Greg, and I'm going to talk about some of the possibilities in the near future coming up. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and our countdown to the end of the Shepherd's Call radio broadcast on Truth Radio Network will be ending here at the end of the month. So we only have a short time to bring you a few more messages that we believe that will directly affect your life in the days to come. Astronomers may have found hints of a massive, distant, still unseen object at the edge of the solar system, and perhaps this is the 10th planet that is being talked about by so many. Two teams of scientists have found indirect evidence of a 10th planet in the solar system. Now think about that. Two teams of scientists, one in England and one at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, independently reports this conclusion based on the highly elliptical orbits of the so-called long-period comets that originate from an icy cloud of debris far, far beyond Pluto. We were driven to this by rejecting everything else that we could think of, says University of Louisiana physicist Daniel Whitmire. If I was a betting man, it's better than 50-50 odds that it is there. Talking about Planet X. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1982, NASA announced that they had found this very star that these two independent groups are now bringing into our scientific arena to be discussed and debated. Do we have that much time to discuss or debate? Does the Father have something up his sleeve for planet Earth? Is there sudden destruction looming, waiting for the new world order? Do they know, and have they known since the 80s, that there is a very, very distinct possibility that this wayward star could enter our solar system at any time and wreak havoc with our gravitational fields to where massive destruction could result, and to keep down the sheer panic, create a diversionary war or rumor of war or plague or things of this nature to eliminate some of the masses to regain or to maintain, in this case, control. Just like when the Ohio State football team clinched the championship playoff game, then the people felt the liberties to go out and riot and burn cars and overturn them and break out storefront windows and rob and loot and pillage. We are a band of mongrels running through the street with no righteousness to direct our thoughts. We have become the immemorial recipients of the earth that we were given in to be in charge of, to ruin righteousness and cleanliness and holiness, without which no man shall see God. We're going to see God, but we're going to hide it is coming. We're going to flee the wrath to come. And except those days be shortened, you'll not see any righteous that will see the days that we're talking about. we will long be gone by an orchestrated new world order spoken of in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and Daniel 12, verses 1 and 2 and 3, is the now scenario that has presented itself for very, very distinct possibilities of becoming reality. Do you still have your food stored? Ladies and gentlemen, when the whole continent is slipping under your feet and you're hurling across continents and oceans literally being swept up out of their resting place and flung far and wide with hail, smoke, and brimstone, what's a little underground storage facility going to mean to you when all this hell could possibly break loose, as it is stated in the scriptures of Matthew chapter 24. I dare you to read it. For those of you that still believe in the Word of God, that it has any meaning, any relationship to your very being and your well-being, you don't need to prepare to live. You need to prepare to die. You don't need to get ready to take your rest in Zion. You need to be ready to be persecuted and hated and evil and treated by the satanic globalist masters of the New World Order that's going to wreak havoc with your very peace and safety. Are you prepared to die? Do you know where you're going when you leave here? He said, doesn't matter. I'll just be in the hands of a just God and let Him determine my fate. The Bible says you reap what you sow. Your fate is being determined right now by your actions. If it's to be, it's up to you. Choose this day who you'll serve. If you don't turn from your wicked ways and seek the face of Almighty God, you'll perish with them that don't. If you will seek the face of Almighty God, though you die, yet shall you live. There is no promise for the wicked. The Bible said they will never rise, but the righteous shall rise and be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at death, at the instant of death, you will acquire your crown. You don't have to go to some dark, lonesome graveyard, wait on a resurrection. You're in the resurrection. The reaping of the resurrection is now. As Christ demonstrated, He said, I am the resurrection. This so-called planet, does God have a plan? If you explain the clumping from the gravitational pull from a main disk of stars in the Milky Way, this ultimately didn't work, Whitmar says, as he goes on to explain other models trying to explain the disturbance of the gravitational fields of even the comets now are wiggling as they go by. These are telltale signs that something is beginning to affect even the comets that come into our solar system and pass periodically. The most obvious but seemingly unlikely explanation would be a planet. I thought we'd better rule that out, he says, because we don't want to go that far. But as he analyzed the orbits of the farthest points appeared to fall on a circular orbital path, which is exactly what you would expect if there was a planet there. And therein lies a major confrontational dilemma for mankind. For mankind. Are we being deliberately kept in the dark? You know what Christ said in his prophetic words of Matthew 24? Make sure that this day does not come upon you unaware. Is somebody blinding our eyes to keep us from these realities? You're preparing to go to next week's ball game. You're making plans to go there and do this and do that. You're eating, you're drinking, and you're being merry. You're on the couch with a bag of chips and a couple of cold brews, and you're watching the NFL. When you might wind up watching the horrors of hell and sudden destruction that will come upon those that are unaware, for it shall come upon them unaware in the last day, saith Almighty God. The planet estimated, listen to this now, these are scientists from our own universities. Our government's not announced and retracted it. Just like in 1947, I've been telling you for 3 years on national radio that we are not alone. That the powers outside our earth will in the last day determine the fate of our planet. Man is in the hands of external forces in the last days, just like it was in the days of Noah. These angelic beings were coming down and mating, crossbreeding, mixing, mingling, interfering with the affairs of man, who are really the rightful owners of this planet. Almighty God Himself is the landholder. He owns all the land, he owns all the silver and all the gold, and the evil have hoarded it up and hid it and charged usury to the poor to keep them in ignorance, fear, and superstition, and religious. See, religion's what's dumbed the sheep down. Salvation will give you grace and faith. Religion will dumb you down and keep you ignorant, fearful, and superstitious, and the Bible said men's hearts shall fail for fear, and that's what we're in. Now, I told you about the scenario in 1947 with the Roswell incident. I've taught on this before. Now, through computer enhancement and scientists going back into the desert and digging for the last couple of years, they come up with some amazing evidence 50 years after the fact, stating that yes, there was indeed an alien ship with these strange creatures aboard that crashed in the desert on the venture, just like he said. They swore him to secrecy and threatened his own family. Now his son is encouraging the truth to come out. He saw strange writing on some of the metal, the tinfoil metal that was so strong that you couldn't punch a hole with it or shoot a hole through it with a gun, so thin that you could wad it up in your hand and release it and it would flatten exactly right back out in its original shape without any creases or dents in the material. These are things that were happening in 1947 with hundreds of witnesses. And now the truth is coming out, and our government suppressed all this. They took advantage. They didn't want to frighten you in 1947, 50 years ago, and they sure don't want to give you the rest of the story now, because it would be mass hysteria, mass confusion, to find out that they've lied to us all along. We'd been better off to have the truth back then, where we could have evolved into acceptance of the truth and then deal with the realities of the truth and get prepared for the events that's coming. A time of trouble. It's all prophesied is coming. Listen to this now. The University of Louisiana research will be published in an upcoming issue of the journal Acarius. Mary's paper will appear in October the 11th issue of the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. Already published, ladies and gentlemen. Get your October issue, and you can read their report right there. What's surprising is just how far out this was supposed to be. But Mary and the University of Louisiana physicists put the planet in an orbit about 3 trillion miles, or one half of a light year from the sun. The nearest star that we know of is 4 light years away, and then they're going to bring this one into one half of a light year to give you a perspective of the distance. It's relatively close, and that spells trouble. We have evidence of the past. We've had scholars, archaeologists, anthropologists, physics, and scientists that have told us repeatedly for the last 100 years that our Earth has suffered cataclysmic catastrophes in the past. Just tonight on national news, where you don't get much good news, this is bad news, that the fact that the ice caps are melting to where they say before the end of this century, they'll be the last left on the caps if the continuing trend continues. You know what that means? Mass flooding, where only one quarter of the Earth is now available to mankind. 3/4 of our planet is covered with water. And with the melting of the poles, the ice that is there, literally trillions of tons of water could be added to the existing 3/4, and we've got a major dilemma. In the last days, men will run to and fro seeking rest and finding none, and they will promise you safety. But the Bible says that when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. Now, they had the general in 1947. This was a news release by the United States Air Force in 1947. It was published in the paper that a UFO, a disc, a saucer-type vehicle had crashed in the New Mexico desert and had been found by this rancher, several other witnesses. The Air Force was notified. They came. They announced that, yes, and even the communique that the general who was put in charge of the project, when he was sending telegrams between Roswell, New Mexico, and Washington, D.C., they were fixing to print the fact that, yes, that an unknown craft of unknown origin had crashed in the desert, that there were strange occupants aboard, that they had, some had survived the crash, there were victims, and this communique that the general held in his hand, he turned the communique, it unrolled in his hand, and inadvertently, he turned toward the camera. They took the picture. Of course, at that time, there was no technology. But now, through computer enhancement, this has been sworn to in an affidavit by the scientists that have used their scanning abilities through computer imagery and enlarged and enhanced the communique. And they know what the communique said in the general's hand while he was telling the people, they changed their mind. It was no longer a craft with occupants aboard after Washington got involved. It was now a weather balloon, the test weather balloon that had crashed, and that's what the general was doing. He was changing the story right in front of the cameras to try to calm the population. At that time, it would have been mass hysteria. Can you see the consequences of it, Jim? And I've been trying to tell everybody for the last 30 years with my experiences that Almighty God has showed me about the evil beings that are there in our solar system that now have direct control of this earth and have had control of it for perhaps at least the last 50 years in a major way. They've been influencing and controlling it all along, but now they have taken over 100% control, and their agenda is to destroy the righteous and to wage war with the remnant seed of the house of Jacob. These are the inheritors, and they are the ones that want the inheritance. They know. The enemy knows who you are. The enemy knows where you're at. Don't try to run, don't try to hide, don't try to store food, although it's nice to have it in times of trouble and famine and all these things, but I'm talking about a scenario where food storage will not do you any good. You're not ready to die. You haven't prepared yourself correctly. While you're trying to survive, make sure that your mind and your soul has made its peace with Almighty God and get ready to die. Because sudden destruction is coming. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's the way it's going. Praise Yahweh. Now, let me give you my telephone number. If you've ever contacted the Shepherd's Call, you need to contact us now. You need to stay in touch with where we're going and what our agenda is and what we're planning on doing. We'll let you know if you are in our membership. As long as we have communication with you, we'll let you know what we're trying to do as a righteous group. And we profess to be righteous. We don't profess to be anything special other than that we do know that Almighty God has chosen us for the last day scenario to be watchmen on the wall. And that's all we are. We're just watchmen. And we're warning you. We're warning you to get ready because the globalist masters are coming in like a flood. But remember the scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, then the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard. Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, I've got to get off here. Call me tonight. Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy. Area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can email me by just simply going to Buddy1. That's Buddy. One at CenturyTel.net. And we changed our email, so if you would like to contact us through email, you can do that. That's Buddy1, lowercase, at CenturyTel.net. And that's all the addresses that you'll need. If you'd like to call my sponsor, Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack tonight, each one of them can take your call, 1-877-289-7439 for Miracle 2 products. You might need them sooner than you realize. Or Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. Help us spread the news as watchmen on the wall. You hurt yourself and your life. Don't hoard it up. You ain't going to take nothing with you. You didn't bring nothing in. You ain't going to take nothing out. And you may be leaving sooner than expected. So get ready for the destruction of the globalist masters. They got a plan, and they're fixing to unleash it upon planet Earth. I'll see you tomorrow night again with part two of the Global Masters. So you stay tuned.
Join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.